hard enough to play Chopin etudes with two hands, but this one, arranged by Leopold Godowsky, is a left-hand alone version. Music played by the left hand alone is a concept that's pure piano. After all, you can't even consider it with a bassoon, for example. Or try playing the cello with left hand alone. But pianists have done it, some as a way of strengthening the traditionally weaker left hand, others because of an injury to their right. In fact, Leopold Godowsky constructed his impossibly difficult left-hand arrangements of some Chopin pieces late in his life, when he suffered a stroke that affected his right hand. Brahms' left-hand arrangement of the Bach Chaconne was written for Clara Schumann during a period when she was struggling with a right-hand injury. These things happen to pianists.
When I was about 50, I started having problems with my right hand.
Gary Graffman, for example. Graffman is old enough to have actually played for the great Godowsky at age 7. He won the Leventritt competition at age 20, which cemented his reputation as an outstanding young American pianist. Along with his friends Leon Fleischer, Jacob Lateiner, and until his early death William Capel and others, Graffman dominated the piano scene in the 50s and 60s and 70s. His problems started in 1979.
After a few years of going to doctors, I mean, when I figured that it really wasn't going to be working, and that if I spent, 10 hours a day doing certain kinds of exercises, that it would get to be 90% okay. Well, if it were 90% okay, I still wouldn't play.
Graffman had to make peace with a continuing disorder of his right hand, fourth and fifth fingers. At that point, some doors closed, and some new musical worlds opened to Graffman. He began to teach at Curtis Institute and Manhattan School of Music. He intensified work on a book he'd started, titled I Really Should Be Practicing. And he began to explore the repertoire for piano left hand alone. How much can there be for piano left hand alone, you may ask? More than you think is the answer.
The first concerto that I learned was the Ravel, one of the greatest works by a very great composer.
This is where the story really gets wild. The Ravel Concerto in the Key of D for piano left hand and orchestra was written in 1929 and 30 in response to a commission by the family of Paul Wittgenstein, whose brother was the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein. Paul, who'd been a serious piano student, made his debut as a pianist in 1913 at age 26, just before the start of World War I. A year later, he was in the war. Soon after that, he lost his right arm as a result of a shrapnel injury. So he'd not had time to have a career as a pianist, but his ambition to be a pianist remained. His rather wealthy family then, in an attempt to give meaning to their son's life, went about commissioning all the leading composers of the day to write left-hand-only works. And I do mean leading. I'm talking about Ravel and also Prokofiev, Benjamin Britten, Richard Strauss, and others. The result was 17 works for piano left hand, which Wittgenstein performed on tour all over the world to much accompanying publicity. And he made records. The fact is, Wittgenstein's recordings aren't the greatest. This is his post-war recording of a Reger piece, for instance.
He was a young man from a good family who played the piano probably very well, but nothing much more than that. But if it weren't for his misfortune, there would have been very little music available.
Wittgenstein was not the first, by the way. There had been a student of Franz Liszt called Geza Zichy, who had a left-hand career in the late 19th, early 20th century, but that's another story. Gary Graffman has been a left-hand-only pianist for some time now, even as he continues as director of the Curtis Institute. What exactly does it mean to play with just the left hand?
Almost all music since Bach has the melody and the top voice. Top voice is the most important voice most of the time. That is usually played with the fourth and fifth fingers of the right hand, obviously, which is why, by the way, when pianists have problems, it's usually in the right hand and it's usually with the fourth, fifth fingers because they work harder.
To play with the left hand alone, you have to turn all that around the other way.
melody is still on the top, but it's played with the thumb of the left hand, and that's awkward. The thumb is playing the melody, and the rest of the fingers are playing the accompaniment.
And your balance is an issue.
When you bring your left hand up to the top of the piano, because the music is written for the entire piano. I mean, Ravel uses the bottom note and the top note of the piano in his concerto. If you're not careful, you're going to fall off the chair. So you have to adjust the way you sit, and you hold on to the piano with your right hand sometimes when you're playing very high up with the left hand.
Now Gary Graffman, having worked his way through the best of the existing works for piano left hand alone, is paving the way for future pianists by turning to leading composers of this era to write new music. Most notably, Ned Roram and William Baulkham have both written left-hand piano works for Graffman, and there are more to come.
This year, I'm doing something I never did when I played normally, when I played with two hands. I'm giving three world premieres of left-hand concertos. In the old days, maybe I'd learn one new concerto a year. I mean, never three.
Coming up this season, concertos by Darren Hagen, Richard Danielpour, and Luis Prado, performed by Gary Graffman, with his left hand. Many of the old challenges still apply.
I'm very excited by what I'm playing this year, once I learn it.
It was Chopin who said, "There are as many different sounds as there are fingers," which in this case has proved to be an understatement at best. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.